106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. It's Thursday, and it's time for Pet Patter with Dr. Rachel Crockett. Good morning, Dr. Crockett.
Good morning.
It is so bitter cold, and a lot of us have pets that love to be outside, but I thought we could talk about the safety of our pets, especially in the frigid temperatures, because it's going to warm up a little bit, but then it's going to get cold again. And that long-term cold, how that affects our animals and how we should help keep them safe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they need to be inside or some kind of shelter protecting them from the elements at this point in time, making sure that there's a heat source of some sort, a safe one too. I mean, unfortunately, you know, the more we need the heat, the drier it happens to be sometimes, and that can be a recipe for disaster when you're talking about fires. So just always be aware of that in terms of when you're trying to offer heat to our animals. Just being careful, I guess, with our dogs even when we're going outside, taking them for walks. They don't have any protection over their feet unless they're wearing booties, and they're meant to handle that to a certain extent. Really tough pads in the skin on the bottom of their feet is very tough and designed to handle that. But just like extreme heat on blacktop, they can get extreme cold. It can do the same kind of damage. So you just have to be careful. I don't think we're going to, you know, get to the point where just touching the ground is going to cause some harm, just extended periods. So really just taking a cue from them. I remember it did get pretty cold one year and was watching for cues from my girl. I couldn't tell if it was the snow she was running around on that got a little too cold for, or the bitter wind, but either one, she had had it by that time. So she was waiting at the door for us. And that's just look for cues of them being uncomfortable, and that ought to be an indicator to get them inside. Coats, jackets, I think we've mentioned before, not every dog is designed to handle the cold. I mean, with so many breeds available and designer breeds that you can have just about anywhere in the world, we've kind of taken that element out of it, of a dog being designed to live in the environment where it is. So not every dog is a husky, I guess, is the take-home here. So if you've got a short-haired dog with a very fine hair that doesn't have that undercoat to keep it warm, then we might need a little bit of a jacket or a sweater if we're going outside for a walk or any length of time beyond in and out. So just being aware of that. Any kind of water sources outside, remember those too. They'll freeze over, and then all of a sudden we don't have a water supply. So just be careful of that. Kitty cats, it's the same way. If you have an outside cat or an indoor-outdoor cat, just not kind of letting them out and forgetting them about them, as sometimes you can do in the summertime if you're living, you know, out in a rural area where you just let them out for the day. They go on their little adventure, and then you bring them in at supper time. A little bit different this time of year just because it is so cold. So let them out and then be aware of maybe them wanting to come right back in. Just keep tabs on them.
Is there something other than booties, is there something that you can put on your pet's feet that maybe can help protect them from the bitter cold and the elements from like the salt and the ice and the snow?
I'm sure they're coming up with great ideas all the time. I'm just aware of booties. There might be some like strap-on contraptions that aren't kind of completely covering the foot like a booty. But there's also, you can use a real thick petroleum jelly as well to help protect those pads, keep them from drying out when they're coming into contact with things like salt. That's another thing that can dry out those pads real quick. Is not just, or not that, but an additional hazard, I guess, in terms of canine tootsies this time of year, besides just getting too cold, is drying out from if the area's been salted. And they make nose and pad balms. Those are all over the internet in terms of things that you can purchase. But just the petroleum jelly as well, that can be add a protective layer because it is thick and it can protect the skin. So that's something maybe not for your dogs that are a little arthritic or have difficulty moving on the floors anyway. That would be terrible to have that slippery surface if you put petroleum jelly on the bottom of their feet. But, you know, if they need a little relief from cracked paws, that's one thing you can do.
If you have a question you'd like to ask Dr. Crockett on a future show, you can email it to her to askdrc@wctr.com. This has been Pet Patter.